we're back. Come on, Vine.
Thank you. Hello, y'all. Welcome to the Very Necessary Podcast.
You all right?
Yes.
Yeah, you are.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, your headphones right this week, ma'am.
Y'all didn't hear that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we heard
okay.
it.
Okay. Thank you.
Hey, I think that's the electricity going through our airwaves because this was such a hot topic that we got to continue part two of this conversation.
Because I'm about to say, I know it ain't me again.
Right. You know, we played around a lot, but we're very compassionate about the things that we are compassionate about. And so here's part two of last week's episode.
I mean, at a certain point, so I've always said that in adversity, it's either going to make us or break us. Mm-hmm. So we have to band together and we have to put a stop to it if we want things to change.
Who? Right. Black people?
All people.
It's not going to happen. Black people can't even hang together, I'm saying.
Because some of them are down with these beliefs some of them what he's saying.
Are down, and some of us are just ignorant. How many of us actually went and read the proposal? A lot of people didn't even, it was too many words.
I know.
You want me to read all this?
Okay. But
that's why I said.
Give me the synopsis.
It was there. It was there. This whole agenda was sitting right there.
I get it.
Sitting there.
But here we are now.
Right. We're in the now.
Here we are now. Are we going to keep fighting each other? Or are we going to band together?
We can't afford and solve to fight the each problem. Other.
That's something, the problem. It's not enough people. It's not enough of us.
So who doesn't think this is a problem yet?
No,
it's a
demographic of people.
It is,
but
so
we're
many
in the
people.
Minority. Like that's the thing. That's
what did I tell you the other day? I said, and what did House Speaker Johnson say? And I said, yeah, he was throwing out 13%, and Yoshi was like, I said, yeah, and he's up there talking about 13%. I said, you know what he's talking about. You're talking about 13% of what? The African-American population. Mm-hmm. And some people didn't get it. I said, y'all, because he thinks that, Hakeem Jeffers and them are only concerned about that's only the 13%. So he's telling you right now, F you, F all minorities, and especially the 13% African-Americans. Y'all wake up.
But we're not the only minorities.
Right, but he specifically said the 13% because those other minorities, some of them agree and heavily agree.
Like
with
how am I
MAGA?
Why was I Hispanic and voted for him?
Man.
Like how did I even do that?
Y'all and a dear friend
and he said I'm sending your people. I'm letting you know now.
They were tricked.
And they weren't tricked because some of them are still trying to keep
they're bamboozled or something.
You know what I'm trying to say? Take up for the man.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, being friends with people on Facebook will tell you a lot
about
in what
society.
They post. Uh-huh. It will tell you a lot in their beliefs. And they are telling
because
you,
how can
I
you steal because
right.
they think they white.
But when it
that
when
is
it,
true,
some of them do.
That is true.
But
because you do know there's
that
a
is true.
My grandmother once told me that there's a there's racism that in Panama.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
mm-hmm.
And she was like the lighter skinned, the lighter skinned Hispanics were prejudiced against the darker.
That's
skin.
How it is in the DR too.
And that's what it seems like.
Yeah.
And my stepmom, she's from Puerto Rico. She says about the same thing.
Yeah.
She says she's had an easier life being that she was lighter skinned.
Yeah.
Growing up in Puerto Rico.
One of my really good childhood friends, her father and them, they are Afro-Latina. But I think she said the only reason why her dad kind of made it out better is because he's of lighter skin. But like her aunts and uncles all are complexion. And it was kind of hard for them.
Yeah. So now next time we vote for a presidency, it's going to be made that we prove our citizenship,
right?
Before we have the ability to vote. Well, like I explained to best friend, you were not born in the United States.
Mm-mm.
So, Are you?
In the United States of America, before I was born technically on U.S. soil, because my parents was in military. The Army, and I was born in a military hospital. However, I don't know what these people are going to say. And I've said that before. Remember, I couldn't find my birth certificate. Mm-hmm. I said, well, y'all, and I jokingly said it, but I was serious. Like, well, y'all have to send me back. Y'all just going to come and visit me in Germany. Like, at this point.
But they're snatching people off the streets now. Asking.
But wait, point? And then there's that, and then it's the fake ICE agents.
Right.
Right.
Fake? I haven't heard
this. Yes. They're fake ICE agents, and they said that women need to be especially beware, mm-hmm. because they're snatching up. Because they just come in with a mask, thing that says ICE. Some of them even have fake badges, because some of the ICE agents don't even have badges.
Right.
So when they come and they snatch you up, they are taking the women, and some of them, they're actually raping them and stuff like that, and then like keeping them captive and things of that nature. So there was a warning
for
that.
A lot of fraud going on.
Yeah. Because these people have a license to do whatever they feel like doing at whatever time they feel like doing it. Because remember, like literally, they could snatch you up, mm-hmm. myself up, because we're dark skinned, mm-hmm. We're of brown complexion, mm-hmm. and we could be Hispanic.
And my understanding is they are coming into the minority or the urban neighborhoods yeah. to question people. Mm-hmm. I want to just shout out Chicago. I knew as soon as he tried to send them troops up into Chicago,
it was going to
be a problem, because them jokers are marching.
I thought it was the restaurant. Memphis.
Yeah, he started with Chicago, but see, it was pushback from mm-hmm. the governor up
okay.
there. So
okay.
then he moved to Oregon and Memphis. Now, I don't know what's going on in Memphis, but Oregon is not playing with him, nor is Illinois. But Chicago, those jokers are protesting. They out in the street. Restaurant owners are refusing to feed the ICE agents and all this kind of stuff now.
Mm.
So, I mean, I knew it was going to be different in Chicago. And I kept saying, I said, I just don't think you need to send them troops up there to Chicago, because it's going to be some problems.
Chirac, baby.
I'm telling you.
But so, I mean, it's two places.
But are the ICE agents getting paid?
Oh,
that's federal.
Of course they're getting paid.
They're doing his
They're doing his bidding.
Exactly.
See, we're not in war yet. That's why the troops aren't.
I heard military police aren't. So I wonder if they are. That would be interesting to see.
Oh, I'm sure ICE is.
But parallel the dynamic. You are a federal employee. That's U.S. Border and Customs and Immigration.
Yeah, I don't think they're getting paid either. TSA not getting paid. None of them people getting paid.
But that's what ICE falls under.
Right, so that's why I'm thinking I don't. I learned it's different, you know, jars of money. And my understanding is some people's money is not coming from the same money as ours. So
that's crazy to me.
Yeah, they're not getting paid.
Mm-hmm. ICE. Because if they fall up under them, they're probably
shutting down operations. Then,
oh, yeah,
only the radical ones are probably still doing their job, because they
they're not getting ongoing. During an ongoing government shutdown as of October 2025, they are required to continue working without pay.
Yep. So yeah, because that's the same thing they said about military police.
China.
Because their work is considered essential for public safety and national security, the vast mm-hmm. majority of ICE agents, vast majority, are required to report to duty, but do not receive paychecks during the government shutdown.
And I'm gonna tell you what report for duty means. I'm here.
Wait. Are you?
But don't expect me to do.
They are they are guaranteed back pay.
Uh huh.
Guaranteed back pay, because their work is considered essential. So maybe yours too.
You're
guaranteed back pay.
Right. I'm supposedly guaranteed mm-hmm. back pay.
Yeah, they're essential public safety, and national security. Mm-hmm. The vast majority of ICE agents. I'm sorry. Retroactive pay for the period they worked once the shutdown ends mm-hmm. and funding is restored. Mm-hmm. This mandated by the Government Employee Fair Treatment Act of 2019.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I heard he's trying to change it.
Yeah, but I don't think they should be considered essential workers.
So
right.
let me check you on the wording of this. So mm-hmm. here's the deal. I'm mandated to report to work because I'm, you know, essential.
Mission essential.
I have to be there every day. I cannot miss a day. Any day I don't report to work, I am considered AWOL at that point. At that point, all bets is off. They don't have to pay me anything back, and I'm not guaranteed a job. You see where...
But what's the quality of work?
You see where the divide is? Care. It don't matter.
I'm just saying, but you showing up, but what's the quality of work that you're going
to
provide?
Don't matter, long as I report.
That's what I'm saying. Like, don't expect the quality of the work to be the same, is what I'm saying.
Right. Now, if you have any type of integrity about yourself, you're still going to come to work, and report. Now, in the environment I work in, can I see a change of pace in the workplace? Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that is what's going to happen.
Right.
The employers don't expect the quality of work to be the same when people aren't getting paid.
Right.
Listen. They're going to show up. But don't expect them to have the same quality of care, the quality of expectation, because people are not going to perform the same.
Yeah, listen, I'm going to tell you like this. If I was like a soldier, you want me out there? Okay. I might sit in the Humvee with a damn book. Y'all can go. I ain't going.
Right.
You can send my ass home. You know what? I feel sick today. I think I'm going to dial it in. Because you're not going to get, teachers don't give their all because of how we paid.
Right.
The reason why the girl at McDonald's got an attitude every time you come up there, it's been the 15th time she's been said, hey, no salt, and got cussed out for $5 an hour. Yeah, you're not going to give the job that you're not getting paid or getting paid minimal, you're not going to do the same. Chick-fil-A pay their people. That's why you get that service. Point blank period. So if you want people to do a job correctly, so what you're about to get from the government employees, I'm not skipping the goddamn work to deal. And I think Yoshi made a great word she used was integrity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My integrity is not going to make me half-ass my patients.
Right, exactly.
Just who I am is just not going to make me. No matter how much they pay me as a teacher, it's not going to have me half-ass my students. It's just not going to, because my integrity is not going to allow me to.
Right.
But once again, remember, integrity is one of those things that people are in the minority of.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot of people with actual integrity.
Nope.
So depending on what I'm doing, you think if I'm not getting paid, I'm risking my life?
Right.
Are you nuts? If I'm not getting paid,
mm-hmm.
I'm about your damn mind.
But when you take, here's the thing. I work for the government, but yet I took an oath.
Mm-hmm.
So under my nursing oath and being an integritous person.
Right.
Same.
So even if I didn't have a building, if I needed to provide health care, I'm not going to watch someone sit here and suffer and not take care of them if I have the ability to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not within me.
Mm-mm.
So it's all in what you decide to do as a human, because at the end of the day, I have to answer to a higher power about what I decided to do and not do.
And your higher power is not your employer.
No.
Make that clear.
Yes.
Yes.
Right. So when I show up every day, I show up for myself. I don't show up for my employer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I will do upon this experience, whether it's, you know, over or not over, I think this is the time where we have to learn how to be creative and think beyond. I'm definitely going to become more entrepreneurial beyond this experience. I'm definitely going to look back into going more state funded once this federal experience. Now, am I going to stay federal? Yes. Because federal time can always go over to state.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking about balancing the two. I think I'm going to go back to state because I have 14 years state. I have almost 6 years federal. So am I going to tap back into my state? Yes. So I'm going to look for state employment as well as I'm going to look for federal because I'm old. But I also have an entrepreneurial background. So I'm going to encourage anyone who's going through this, who is federal, hey, you better tap back into them other resources. Because in the event of another shutdown, and you got to remember, this is year one of him. We got 3 more years of this shit.
This thing. full year one.
You don't think that we gonna have three more shutdowns after this shit? Yeah. And you gotta be ready. So you need to be ready three more times for the next 3 years.
And you know, I saw on the news before the shutdown started when it was on that countdown. Mm-hmm. The Democrats were like, okay, yeah, no, we're not doing that. Give us this. Mm-hmm. And then we could go to the table and negotiate everything else. Mm-hmm. The Republicans were like, nah, mm-mm, we're not going to give you that. Mm-mm. Agree to what we say. Yep. And then we'll negotiate the rest of everything else you want.
And that's what I just said. They're not.
So the Democrats were willing to give. Mm-mm. And say, hey, look, just give us this, this, and this, and we got other stuff we need to talk about. Mm-hmm. Yep. And we could talk about that as we go forward just to stop it from shutting down.
Right.
The Republicans were like, nah, because we not doing that at all. What you're going to do is agree to our terms.
Yeah.
So that it doesn't shut down. Because what we're going to do is we're going to make it seem like it's your fault.
Yep.
Because we're saying just agree to us and we can move on with no problem. Mm-hmm. And then we could change
and
it later.
And that's not bipartisan.
And they're not gonna, and it's exactly not. And then
and
like
we could change it later. Wait, if it's in place, how are we changing anything?
If you
later?
Really want to talk, why did you cancel the meeting with Hakeem Jeffries and everybody else?
That part.
Why did you do that?
Because they know what the agenda is from the get go.
Yeah. They didn't want to. They knew.
They want to control everything.
Fell right in line to what they wanted to do in that Project 2025.
100%. It's not even close to this is a plan that has been put in place, that was put mm-hmm. in front of our eyes mm-hmm. for everybody to read before we voted. A lot of us are too damn ignorant mm-hmm. to really pay attention. And go forward. We'd rather watch Netflix and every fucking thing else mm-hmm. rather than paying attention to the news mm-hmm. and things that actually benefit us as mm-hmm. a people. And like somebody, you watch the news every morning? Yep. I get up at 5. I get up about 4:30. And I'm up.
You have to.
And
I
watch whatever I can on the news, local, and I let it run into the national mm-hmm. because I need to know.
You have to.
At the end of the day, I need to know when to buy my ticket back to Trinidad.
At one point in time, we would say, don't consume yourself with what's going on in the world.
Because it'll give you a negative perspective?
Yes, but right now, you have to know.
So and what you can do is just limit the time that you do look at it.
So if they're not going to read, maybe they'll listen. So what is it that they need to know to do moving forward? Like, what do we do to counteract what the Republicans are doing? Do we just do a no spending? I mean, hell, you tell them to do that. And
they're not doing that.
Because they don't see a need. Like, nobody sees a need in doing anything.
First off, be active in your local elections. That's the first thing. Like, I think we got a local election coming up soon, isn't it? November.
Some people are voting for a mayor. Some people are voting for different special seats and everything. So, yes, it is.
And you can say that mayor and all of that's not important. But
it is.
When you look at Chicago where somebody says, nah, you're not doing this
right
here.
Right.
That's what you want.
Right.
And like, isn't that what you want?
Yes.
What about marching? We don't march no more.
And they said, well, how many marches are we going to do? Now we need to do something else. This is the point. My whole point is we need to we need to come together and meet. But how can we come together? Because everybody wants their name on the top.
It's the ego. It's the ego at that point.
I can't. That's why we don't have a leader now.
Whatever organization it is, everybody wants to.
We don't. Right.
There's no way for anybody to come. There's no galvanizing voice. And the people that could be that voice don't want to be that voice. Because I'm going to be honest with you.
Yes.
I think there's probably one man who could do it. Or even, and everybody will say, or the couple. And I just don't think that they are. I think, this is an unpopular opinion, I don't think the Obamas are doing enough.
Yeah.
Or saying enough.
He has started coming out a little bit more.
A little bit more, but we needed this. We needed this before. Like, you can't wait till, you know what I'm saying?
You can't wait
till the milk is spilled to go and get the brownie.
They're going to hiding.
Yeah, they did. Can you imagine what they faced?
I get it, but I think that leadership is not chosen.
When I said the other night, reflects leadership.
Yeah, it's not chosen. It's given. Like, it's just what you are by what you had accomplished.
Yeah.
Taking a break is one thing, but they took a vacation.
They went into hiding.
So I'm gonna play devil's advocate.
Like I said, unpopular opinion.
So I'm gonna play devil's advocate, but Barack and Michelle, not siding either way, but we don't know what they had to endure.
That's true. Yeah, I agree.
So here's the thing: with the two of them, do we fight for our country beyond our presidency, or do we just save ourselves at this point?
Do we save ourselves at this point?
No, what I'm saying is, I'm not saying anybody owes anything.
Right.
But when you look at leaders, our black leaders over time, which one of them stepped up and was like, yo, I want to be that? Malcolm X was consistently saying, I'm not. Like, I'm just speaking for the movement of the black. But I'm not that dude. I don't want to be this guy that you guys are looking for. Dr. Martin Luther King, same thing. I just am. So I'm embracing what this has been bestowed upon me.
Right.
You know, I don't think that anybody chose to go, yo, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to do this. And I think those that didn't have the same effect on people that the genuineness of a Malcolm X or Dr. Martin Luther King did.
So who's the next radical? I mean, you got to find.
Because how do we
know? That's what I'm saying.
We don't know if people are doing that for likes and clicks, because Dr. Umar, to me, is just too fucking much. Well, I think he's a little extra. But that's social media. Social media has put us in a place where we have to be skeptical about anything.
So who's
that
Who's the black version of Donald Trump? Because he's the same. He's the same radical.
Donald Trump is the same person he was on whatever The Apprentice.
He has not changed. I don't know if, and this is not a black person. I am feeling Gavin Newsom right now because he dishes out everything that President Trump.
I just wish people gave Kamala a chance.
Right.
I just wish because
she is
the. But
they are looking at her as a female.
I know what I'm saying. I wish they gave because she gives us the truth.
They don't trust females. And they didn't want that black girl.
But then also, I think that she did some things that tripped up her own self and different key points that she kind of just should, like some way she answered, like the. When she was in California, I forget the position she had. She had a particular stance. No,
that
I understand
was,
that.
That was her position at that time.
No. I'm not saying that her stance on that because of the position. I'm talking about when she was asked about it, she could have dealt with the question
better.
Like, but I think that comes down to, I think her issue, Kamala didn't get elected, not because of anything she did, you know. I blame that on the old man that couldn't damn remember where the fuck he was every day. Because he waited too late to bow out.
Yeah.
Had he said he wasn't going to run again and Kamala had a whole plethora of time.
Yeah. She for the amount of time that she did a great job.
For the amount she did all she could.
Yeah, she did all she could.
So but it was just some things that she wasn't prepared for because she was not set up for success because of the way in which they just threw her in there. Mm-hmm. They just threw her in there. And if you listen to, I listen to a lot of political podcasts. There's one called The University. And it's like five guys. Three of them were on her ass. Like, nah, she just did that in the third. Nah, she that. Nah, she just did that. Two of them were defending her like hell. So it was always a debate every episode. And I was like, damn, I can see why they think like that. So some people didn't want to vote for Trump. They just didn't want to vote for her.
Even if they got Hillary to go and vote.
Hillary would have lost.
Mm-hmm. We learned that from
landslide.
The first one.
Hillary would have lost in a landslide. Like, it wouldn't even have been close.
They just do not want a woman.
They just do. Mm-hmm. The world, the United States is not progressive enough to have a woman lead. It's just not. Look aside, men got a problem with their wives leading.
Mm-hmm. And
men are the most emotional ones over the women.
And so I feel like
men are more emotional than women.
And that's so why I feel like
look at our current president. He's just the most emotional, erratic person out there.
He's an idiot.
You know, of course, speaking to people, I had people to tell me because their husband voted Republican, they had no choice but to vote too. Is with you.
He ain't back there with you.
But they felt like they will find out.
I could tell you whatever I want to tell you when I get out.
But they felt like they will find out.
I only did it because my husband.
Yep. And I have several coworkers like that.
And see, I don't have respect for motherfuckers. Like, see, that's be the shit that just make me so fucking mad. And even still, if you feel like you got to do some shit like that to side with even men who feel like, I don't feel like a woman is the world is progressive enough to have a female leader, well then don't feel like I need to lay next to your crusty, gnawed off nuts every night. Because I don't need to fucking be there.
Right, but see, you know, well, you know,
if I ain't good enough,
they've always said that, you know, that type of woman was raised to have that belief like that and follow their husband and allow their husband to lead in that way. No. And, you know, speak on the things that she needs to speak on. But certain things such as that, that is for the husband and the husband decides for the family.
Fuck that.
Ain't no way.
Fuck all that.
Mm-mm.
I don't have no respect for nobody who think like that.
Mm-mm. But it's a lot.
That's probably
it's
why,
a lot. I'm
and that's
telling
probably
you.
Why I'll be by myself for well, the rest of
but
my
it's,
life.
It's a
and
lot
most
of,
of those women don't have respect for themselves because they don't know how to think for themselves.
No.
They don't know how to make this, you know,
and
they're very
marriages.
Low self-esteem.
Right.
So most
you think I'm going to be around here scared to do what I want to do and vote for my shit and vote for who I want to vote for scared? Somebody gonna do something
it's like
to
a,
me.
It's almost like a batter syndrome.
You would exactly. Mm-hmm. You would be surprised. It's like, well, because such and such, you know, and I would just sit there and I'm like, that's but it's your choice.
All right, well,
I just want to say, I know you said what can we do for now? I would just put a challenge out there to all local organizations, nonprofits. If you, my understanding is you may not be able to go on base and give it to the federal workers, but even if you could like pass a gas card or two, maybe have some kind of drive-by for lunch or dinner for federal government workers and their families, pray for them. Pray for them. Hey. Have a national day of prayer or a noonday prayer for them just to come in and say, hey, we support you. Send some notes, do stress balls. I mean, just something because it is a lot going on.
Send them a Cash App. Everybody knows somebody in the military. Just send them a quick Cash App.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Just letting them know.
Because they really need it right now.
I think I'm going to post something on my page and do something myself.
Yep.
All right. Thank y'all for tuning in today's episode. Never miss an episode. Catch us. I don't even know where I'm going with this. Thank you.
We out.
We out.
We stressed.